and gurning rather than puce red and screaming at the top of her lungs, then who cares how it happened? Let's just drink it in, because this girl is loud when she wants to be. That's another thing I never imagined about being at home with a new baby. Having to sprint out of coffee shops and sensory classes in the library, God, especially the library, because your bundle of joy sounds more like a bundle of cats screaming into a megaphone. In our first few months together, I didn't make it through one class or one coffee morning without having to give in to the white, hot, clammy shame and running home. There are only so many winces and grimaces and even tuts from fellow mums you can take before you break and take shelter on the sofa with Holmes under the hammer. She'd still yell at home, of course, but at least I was the only one there to see it. But that feeling of shame always lingered, even after half a packet of chocolate digestives. So it's just easier for everyone if we leave the baby classes and the library well alone. The baby weigh-ins at the local community hall are the one space that I don't feel embarrassed to the point of spontaneous combustion. Run by a team of veteran health visitors, they quickly reassured me on my first visit that they'd seen it all, and not to worry, and have a penguin biscuit and a cup of tea. I actually wept with relief over that first penguin. And something about these smiling ladies and their collective smell of lemon hand sanitizer seems to chill Sherry out too. As a result, I've been back every week since, rain or shine, scream or gurgle. It's our one regular outing. I had this fuzzy, insta-filtered film of maternity leave that used to play on a loop while I was pregnant. I'd make a whole tribe of mum mates and we'd swap sweet potato puree recipes while sipping cappuccinos in a stylish little cafe with mismatched cushions. These days, the closest I get to that is scolding myself on a McDonald's hot chocolate when I run out of options to get Cherry to nap, and I've chauffeured her around town in the car, taking refuge in a drive-thru when she finally drops off. The 30 minutes of precious nap time that follow, I usually spend on Twitter or Instagram, feeling even more rubbish about all the bright and breezy things I'm not doing as a mum. But the weigh-ins, I can manage. The weigh-ins I have nailed by now, mostly because I know no one will judge me for a weepy outburst, mine or Cherry's, and it's only a 10-minute walk home should a nuclear meltdown occur, usually Cherry's, but I can't pretend I've not lost it in many times in the last few months. It goes like this. You wheel in your buggy and take a ticket from the raffle book by the door, leaving your baby's red medical book in the tray. You then plonk yourself down on a plastic seat and wait your turn. In this waiting moment, I try and catch the eye of any other mums in the room. Not easy when I'm usually the very first in and all the other mums are there with newborns and are squinty and half asleep due to extreme sleep deprivation. Don't get me wrong. Cherry's no sleeping angel, but 6 months in, I've just gradually accepted that I will never sleep for more than 4 hours together ever again. Those newborn mums haven't had that sad realisation yet. They're still in the shock and grief stage of mourning their old sleep patterns. And lions. Oh, sweet Jesus, lions. The few times I've caught the eye of a mum or two, I've totally blown it. Simple questions like, gorgeous baby, what's her name? Or, oh, she loves her Sophie giraffe, doesn't she? So cute. Leave me spluttering and stumbling over my words, like a teenage boy from a single-sex school when faced with 100 real girls. I usually go red, mumble something lame into my change bag and dash up to the front when my number is called. Another potential mum mate slips through the net, all because I've forgotten how to talk to humans. I'll go home and role-play it over the washing up. Thanks, I coo brightly to the Brillo pad. Her name is Cherry, after my gran. Her name was Cheryl, but everyone called her Cherry. And she really does, she's chewed off most of the pattern. Coo tinkling laugh. Did you know they've sold 50 million Sophies worldwide? Amazing. But somehow I can only talk this easily over crusty lasagna dishes. Not great for anyone, but especially awful when you consider I was a brilliant PR executive before I went on leave. But that feels like a million years ago now. That feels like another person altogether. Something about those early weeks with Cherry where she cried and cried and I cried and cried and Ted just stared at us both, open-mouthed in panic, have stripped away who I was, how I used to feel. And now I'm this incoherent blob left behind.